An Art Deco-style building in downtown Jacksonville is set to be demolished and turned into a parking lot. But as Dan Herbin says, the former Gulf Life Insurance building deserves to be spared. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT. Dan, welcome to the radio segment, first of all. This is our first time. First of all, let's talk about this building. Where is the Gulf Life Insurance building?
This building is located in downtown Jacksonville at the corner of Hogan and Ashley Street. And this is right near First Baptist Church, City Hall, Sweet Pete's. There's a lot of activity going on in the area. So currently, First Baptist Church owns this building. The Jacksonville Fire Department wants to purchase this building along with other parcels on the same block. One other building they're going to renovate for office space. And this particular building they want to demolish.
So what's the significance of this particular building?
This building was built in 1947, and it was designed by a local architect for a local insurance company. This particular building is one of the best examples of Art Deco-style architecture downtown.
Art Deco, that's a style people might be familiar with if they go to South Beach in Miami, right?
Correct.
This sale is between a private entity and the city. But it did go through the city's Historic Preservation Commission. What happened there?
A memo from the Historic Preservation section of the City Planning Department on November 14th noted the historic value of the Gulf Life building, and this structure is one of the best examples of the style.
Was that persuasive?
Unfortunately, despite these findings, the Historic Preservation Commission determined that the building did not meet the requirements for landmarking and recommended demolishing it. This commission is an appointed group, and they rejected the recommendations from the planning department.
So what is the problem here? What does this illustrate about local policies, Dan?
One issue that's come to light is that there is no demolition appeal process for non-locally designated historic properties. So this means that in downtown, you can demolish a full block of buildings with no real review or oversight, but you would need DDRB approval for the appearance of the parking lot that replaces the buildings.
And DDRB is Downtown Development Review Board.
Correct.
Basically, the current policy favors knocking things down.
Right. And the problem with this is that demolishing a historic building for more dead space runs directly counter to the goal of creating a walkable and vibrant downtown.
Is there a silver lining here to this story?
Looking at the bigger picture, District 5 City Councilwoman Lori Boyer is working on a plan to update the downtown zoning laws, and this demolition loophole could possibly be addressed during this process.
Well, if you're interested in Art Deco-style architecture, go check out the old Gulf Life Insurance building in downtown Jacksonville. It's right around the corner from Hemming Park and City Hall. While it's still there, it's set to be demolished and turned into a parking lot for the fire department. That's Dan Herbin. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo. And this is The Jackson on WJCT. More at thejackson, JAXSON.org.
Support for The Jackson on WJCT comes from the Jacksonville Police and Fire Pension Fund.